Welcome. You're listening to the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy, intuition, and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, expand our intuition, and connect peacefully with our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to tap into your soul and step out into the world as your true self, then this healing and expansive podcast is for you. Welcome, welcome, my loves, to this new awakening, to this brand new adaptation, to this pivot, a new season for the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast. Yay! My name is Megan Jean, and it has been a long time between drinks. If you are someone who is lovingly binging this podcast, then oh my goodness, that is so exciting to me. But if you are someone that has been hanging out for a new episode, you just might notice it's been a while. It has been at least 8 to 9 months between episodes. And a lot has happened. A lot has happened in the world, and a lot has happened for me as well, as I'm sure has happened to you. So in today's episode, I'm going to bring you up a little bit, you know, to speed with all the things that have been happening, but also it's an opportunity to share firsthand the stories that I have been living out over these last 8 to 9 months on actually embodying what it is to live a heart-driven life. And I'll take you through some of the key factors that have helped, hopefully inspiring you to embrace the same. And yeah, I'm just so excited to be back. So let's get in to the first episode of the new season, the new embodiment, and enjoy the energy once again. Well, I think I'd go as far to say that we have all been feeling into our newer ways of life and our newer surroundings. This time being that of September 2021, living in the lifestyle of COVID-19, lockdowns, definitely restrictions and all the things that have come with life over these last couple of years, it's been a real ride. I would say roller coaster, but I guess that might be just tuning into what I've heard a lot of people say. I haven't personally found it to be likened to a roller coaster, but more so a pathway of pure growth and understanding. And I think that that is a really good way of seeing times like these, whether it's this collective God knows what of this pandemic, or any time in your life where you feel like, you know, you could say that it's a roller coaster, you could say that you're out of control, but whatever it is that you can do to move closer towards what makes you feel comfortable, what makes you feel some sense of control, then that's when you get to jump off the roller coaster, right? You get to actually feel like even the worst of times are serving you in some weird way, shape, or form. And I know for me, that's how I would choose to live any day of the week instead of feeling like I'm a slave to what is and feeling powerless to have any form of joy or, you know, any say over what happens to my body, my mind, my emotions, and my energy. So, yeah. Whew. When I last spoke on this podcast, it was December of 2020. And I knew that at the time we were all sort of heading towards 2021 thinking, okay, new start, everything will be fine. You know, this pandemic, surely it can't last forever. And that really goes to show, you know, we're in this age now where it's understandable. People feel like everything should be instantaneous. And that's why I have a sneaking suspicion that maybe the deeper meanings behind what's been going on is the fact that, no, we don't have control. No, we can't expect things to happen quickly and move on to the next thing. In fact, if I had to liken this period of time, if you've chosen to take it this way, to any type of energy, particularly in tarot, it really has felt to me like a bit of a hermit moment where we really require that deep introspection, that reflection, removing ourselves from everything that is and taking the opportunity to do some massive amounts of mental and energetic clean out. I want to say it's for the eventual, you know, evolution and not just of ourselves, but of the collective. But, you know, it's been very hard to manage the, you know, energy flow from others and try and uptake that within my body as an empath in positive ways, you know, most of the time. So if you do identify as an empath, and if this is something which I'm sure if you're here with me today, you found this podcast, you know what I'm talking about. But if you do want some more information about what she's talking about empath, definitely go back to the very first episode of this podcast, What is an Empath? And you can understand a little bit more about you know, navigating the world through energy, through feelings, and knowing that it is a superpower and not something that you have to worry about. But maybe not something so graciously accepted by us empaths in this time when the collective energy, I know it's been probably the same right around the world, but where I am in Melbourne, in Victoria, in Australia, yeah, I can only speak for what we've been experiencing here. And wow, energy surges of sadness, anger, you know, rage. People, you can feel that they feel helpless and loss of control. And that has really come through in my body with massive amounts at times of tiredness, the complete depletion. Sometimes, you know, feeling that anger within myself, sometimes feeling quite saddened, you know, moments of depression. But at least for myself now, and hopefully you, if you're hearing this and if you're identifying with these types of things, whilst we have all experienced this on our own front, knowing that you're an empath, and knowing that sometimes these emotions are not yours, just that simple knowing makes it so much easier then to go, right, I've identified this. How do I move it through? What do I need right now to move this collective energy or this sort of energy I'm picking up from others or everywhere? How do I get this out? How do I make this work for me? So, you know, at times it has sort of hit me without knowing, thinking, why am I so tired? And, oh, why am I feeling so drained? And then, oh, We've got another lockdown on us ourselves. Melbourne, where I am, we have gone through this is our sixth lockdown, but I honestly could be wrong. I mean, we kind of lost count here. And apparently we are the city that has endured the most amount of lockdown anywhere in the world, is what I heard as a news report. I know we hit 200 days of lockdown a while ago now, so it's obviously more over the course of the pandemic, that is. So yeah, as an empath, it might have been quite a trying time. But energetic protection, definitely look back into the podcast about these types of things, energetic protection and whatnot. Now that I'm thinking about it, and it's been so long, I can't remember if I actually recorded a specific episode about that. I'm pretty sure I have. But there will be a lot more to come as this podcast is evolving, and interviews from some very knowledgeable connections that I have will be coming your way. So energy protection through many different methods will be addressed in future episodes. Yay! So, with all of this going on, and I think the opportunity for deep introspection, it has been a time where I was able to really assess what was going on around me. As I've mentioned in previous podcasts, being a business owner, being a beauty therapist by trade, and yeah, running this business for the last, three, nearly 4 years now, it was always great when these, well, silver lining, people. I say it's great when we had the lockdowns. I know it's not great, but from the point of view of being able to just assess what was going on, it was good because that was the opportunity to listen to what the heart was saying, right? When the heart knocks. And it just keeps knocking. I've definitely addressed that in either episode 14 or 15, I think, of this podcast. And each time that we came out of lockdown, I had a little game plan, something a little bit different. It's been a big evolution, and a lot of the self-care practices and ways of processing energy is, to me, has sort of come through moving closer and closer and more towards using my intuition, using those, if you want to put it that way, your psychic powers. We all have them. You just got to know how to tap into them. And so running this beauty business, it just became very apparent to me that to really feel the shifts that people require right now, to really embody what it is that they need for great change within their energetic field, within their physical body, within their mental body, all these things, I started to become very aware that these types of energetic upgrades, these types of transformations that I'm just certain so many are after. Freedom as well, freedom from just what we're talking about, feeling stuck, feeling enslaved by their reality, all these types of things. It really became clear to me that that wasn't something that I would be able to help my clients with effectively through pure moments of pampering. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Self-care is a big part of what all of us should embrace. But even so, this very morning when I'm recording this podcast, I knew that I had a lot to do today. I knew that I wanted to get a lot of work done. But I also knew, damn, these brows are looking pretty hideous, getting a little bit mono. So I embraced that self-care time. And with that said, I think the word self-care, even though there is even an episode about self-care, I've found the word self-care quite triggering as time has gone by, because I've always just thought, ugh. But people just don't care about self-care. And even myself, you know, when there's lots of work to be done, when you really feel like you're under the pump, the last thing you're going to engage in is self-care. But I would say if we could shift that energy behind the words, yeah, episode, oh God, now I'm just clasping, you know, is it nine, episode nine, clasping at straws? Actually, it's more about performing any type of act, whether it is self-care, maintenance, exercise, catching up with friends, any of those things are what you could call self-care. But I'd like to think of them more like vibe lifters, you know, energetic uppers, energetic upgrades. And if you realized that actually doing those things that your heart calls for you to do, it's not about, you know, feeling good and getting my brows done because it's anything to do with vanity. It's just literally something that the minute that you come out of doing the thing that you need for, you know, quote unquote self-care, your vibe lifts dramatically, people. So part of living a heart-driven life really does require many of these moments where we are lifting our vibes. So however you want to justify it, I wholly and solely would tell you that self-care, energetic uppers, whatever you want to call it, are necessary. But the more and more that I have done this, the more that you would find if you were to sort of engage in really being true to that which raises your vibe, the more you would be able to move towards the synchronicities that your heart, that your soul is putting in place to enable you to live that heart-driven life. So, with that huge revelation in mind, you know, I just don't feel like I'm helping my clients as effectively as I'd like. I was getting the knock again and again to bring in more of that which would help heal people on that energetic level. The clarity that comes from having a reading done. I've always, always loved, adored, embraced, used things like oracle, things like tarot, things like pendulums. I mean, I'm all for my crystals. I'm all for my incense. I'm all for my aromatherapy. I mean, anything that helps you to connect and receive information and energy. Oh my goodness. Totally up my alley. So the universe was really like, come on, you know, bring it in a bit more, bring it in a bit more. And in truth, when we returned from quite the longest lockdown to date, who knows, this one's probably heading there as well, number six. But when we returned from the longest lockdown to date last year, I knew that the beauty business needed more of that metaphysical side to it. And it was my intention to start bringing in something which I knew was my path, but you know, when you haven't actually lived out what your heart is telling you to do, it's scary. And you think, yeah, that sounds good, but I know it's a reality that might be out there somewhere, but I haven't quite lived that yet, so it doesn't seem like I'm capable. It's more about capability, yeah. It was okay, you know, universe, spirit, God, source, whatever you want to call it. Okay, I will listen. And I bought a little bit more into the beauty business. You know, we bought in crystals, we bought in, you know, cards and oracles and little bits and pieces. Yeah, it was, you know, little healing tools in the rooms. pulling cards for clients, you know, when they were having their facials and their massages and stuff like that. It was quite, you know, it was beautiful. But as time went on, it was like that first step, you take it and the universe is like, okay, good, good, you've done that. Here's your next mission. You know, imagine Mission Impossible or 007, you know, you suddenly go, what? I'm getting a delivery of another mission? I thought I just did the mission. I thought that was the mission. I thought I've reached the end point. By the start of this year, 2021, I knew that, all right, well, I better really find a way that I can bring forth this energy healer within. So I did a few different things, you know, some mentoring, some coachings, lots of healing sessions for myself, really embracing all the dark sides, the shadow sides of a lot of things, and did a lot of self-healing. And, you know, eventually it did become a part of my offerings within the beauty salon. I'm doing energy healings. I'm offering some readings. It was then that I thought, all right, well, I can have these two different facets of my beauty business. I know that I was all about skin care, skin health, but just it wasn't ringing the same anymore. That's not cool, because when something is a part of your identity, so ingrained as being a part of your identity, this is where we can really slip up and our ego tries to tell us, no, like, you're that person, so you can't possibly be somebody else. But I knew that the healer side, that the energetic side, that the readings and the psychic work, and that was just coming forward like a floodgate had been opened, like an absolute waterfall raging from the mountaintops. So it was the intention to sort of have my employee at the time really take over that skin side of things. And I thought, all right, universe, I'll do it. I'll listen and I'll embrace, you know, maybe I'll cut back on some clients. I mean, I said that so weakly. I just had no intention of doing that. Bring forward the healer side of things. But I just kept feeling the knock. I often pull tarot cards and oracle cards for myself almost daily. And I knew, you know, if any of you guys do that are listening, sometimes you see something and you go, immediately what it means, but you try and interpret it a different way. You kind of go, I think it's trying to tell me this, but no, that really just relates to something else. That's fine. I knew that all the signs were pointing towards just go all in. But how could I do that? And this is where, with yourself, if you found yourself in these moments going, I know what the universe is trying to say, it all sounds very well and good, but it's just illogical, you know, what it was really asking of me was close this business and start afresh doing something that you've never actually done properly, something which was not my frontline identity. So it was a hard pill to swallow at times, but then I just remembered everything that I had great success with so far, and that was to just surrender. When we think we know what's best for us, we can only achieve and manifest what we know. And if you would allow yourself to feel more humble and realize that what you know for yourself is nothing compared to what the universe, what intelligence, what, you know, the creation knows for you, then I think personally, you know, I'd rather have the expert deliver what it is that's best for me rather than me be the one there to choose. It's like, you know, going to a restaurant with someone that totally understands the cuisine. What are you going to choose on this menu that's not even written in your native tongue versus what someone else could, that totally knows inside and out what's not only there, but what's going to be best for you, to your tastes. So, surrender, surrender, surrender. It's really what I did. And then the turning point happened. Something crazy. My beautiful employee, who I absolutely adore. And in fact, you know, there was a moment where I took it. I understood the synchronicity of that moment and I was grateful for it. But, you know, we by that stage underwent another, 2 lockdowns maybe by that stage. I don't know. And before we reopened at this one particular point, she said, you know, oh, you know, I'm moving on. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do the same. Rather than actually think, oh, you know, this isn't, you know, you need to have a business and you know, stick with it forever. And oh God, if I ever stopped, I'd have to sell it for top price and all that. I just thought, you know what? These are the times we're in. My heart's not really in the nuts and bolts of what I am creating here. And it's being drawn somewhere else. So if I don't really have a responsibility to an employee anymore, I really don't have a responsibility to, you know, pardon the crassness of this, but, you know, I don't have to really flog a dead horse here either. And it wasn't even that the beauty business was not serving its purpose for what it was. It just wasn't serving what my heart was yearning for. It was as simple as that. So to cut a long story short, that you probably would argue, God, you've been going on for ages, Megan. When that moment happened, everything that happened from that point onwards was just trusting that the universe had my back. It wasn't going to be easy because to be in a shopfront business, we had to make sure that it got leased to someone else before our lease could be broken. So I just did the thing. I just put it up there. I really detached any sense of control over the situation. I just thought, whatever's meant to happen is meant to happen. If I have to be here for another year, I have to be here for another year. But it really didn't seem that way from the energetic standpoint. Sure enough, the ball was rolling really quickly. The shop was leased. The paperwork all went through easily. Everything just happened. And as I sit here before you today, I am now 100% stepped into, you know, my full-blown intuitive healer and psychic empath title. I've been seeing clients face-to-face when we could, but now online, running sessions, doing readings, doing healings. Oh, it has been amazing. And so if that's not absolutely going right, you know, I'm just not going to control this thing. I'm releasing the grip. It's almost like imagining holding onto something with white knuckles when you're holding onto it that tight. What's going to be happening? Nothing but pain and, you know, constriction in those poor little muscles. But when you actually go, all right, I'm just going to release and let go, you'd be so surprised at how what gets delivered is not only great, but it's great and then some. It's beyond your wildest dreams. And now I still get to serve people, but I get to serve them on such a higher level. And I don't have the burden of having a shop and a lease and all those things that I'm sure for those of you, you know, maybe if you haven't run a business before, if you have, I mean, no one needs that special sort of life path to know that that is definitely a hard thing to have, especially during things like a pandemic. So it is very, very exciting times. And I guess the surrender allows you to then really see those synchronicities that come forth. And for yourself, if you're listening today, when are those times where you realize that the surrender and the synchronicities have allowed you to leap? Maybe not always knowing how it was going to turn out, but just this energetic sense of calm within your body that, you know what, it is actually going to work out. It is. How can it not? Now, before I get to the few pointers that I have prepared for the ways that you get to that point where you have that permission to live that heart-centered, that heart-driven life, I just want to sort of touch again on that whole premise of leaping. Because I know in my own experience, seeing people around me take plunges and leap and take the bull by the horns and do things, it's always felt quite hard when, I know for myself, I haven't been in that position to leap yet, right? And comparison is just, the worst when it comes to living your life by your terms. I know now that comparing myself to others, even fabulous mentors, those who were fabulous. I mean, I've had my fair share of good mentors, bad mentors, you know. But comparing in any capacity has always been hard and can bring about even more fear when you're faced with those moments where the synchronicity has led you to the point where you need to leap. So I would say that if you are not at that point where you're ready to leap, you know, it's worth asking yourself, because we could all go, ooh, you know, you just got to take the plunge or feel the fear and do it anyway. I've heard that before, and I think I've said that in the podcast before. That is a complete statement. Gross. But there's a big difference between going, ooh, this is exciting, this is scary, I don't know how this is going to go, but I just know it in my heart that it's going to work out, versus feeling completely stopped in your tracks and paralyzed, and not physically paralyzed, but, you know, procrastinating and being really, really busy with other things and not really focusing on that which is going to bring you, you know, to where you, your heart is leading to, you know. Hopefully you're understanding what I'm saying here when leaping, you know, when you get to that point, really be honest with yourself. Do not compare yourself to anyone. And know that there's a big difference between knowing that you should be doing something versus allowing something to happen. I think the word should is the best gauge for anything. And I guess that's just a little bit of something to reflect on yourself, have a bit of a journal or whatever. The word should, in my opinion, whenever that comes into anything, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, I should be launching this, I should be rushing over to help this person, I should. Generally, that's a moment where things aren't going to work out so well. Shoulds really do come from the ego. Shoulds really do come from the conditioning, and shoulds really do come from the values that are maybe not so much in integrity with where our heart is taking you. I promise you, there's a huge, awesome, juicy episode all about alignment, ego, you know, shoulds and things like that in, I think it's episode 2, what is alignment? Pretty easy. So go back and listen to that. So I just wanted to address that little thing because, you know, I love it when people are like, oh yeah, just take the leap. And you, you know, as a person is just like, yeah, okay, yeah, like, yeah, right. Anyways, but I just wanted to say, I found a few things have really unleashed that heart-driven energy, you know, that really allowed this period of time to be living in that heart-driven way. One of the things is gratitude. Practicing gratitude, yes. You know, being grateful, keeping a gratitude diary, yes, 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 yes. But really living in gratitude. There was a big shift that definitely happened in the last 12 months for me and my husband in particular, where, you know, even living in our house that we're in, it just suddenly became that place where we thought, oh, we're going to move from here. And then honestly, we just started loving where we lived and everything else kind of snowballed from that point. So being heart-driven and knowing that you're trying to evolve to new levels, you always want to manifest out of gratitude as opposed to lack, 100%. When we're going, oh, I wish I had a new job or a new house, or, oh God, I wish that person would just go away or whatever, it just doesn't bring about the kind of changes and the kind of manifestations that you would hope for. It just doesn't. But when you're going, oh, actually, I am really grateful. I'm sure there's things that could be better, but I'm really, really grateful for what I have. That is where you really do unleash that vibrational magic, which helps you to attract more opportunities to bring in those synchronicities, you know, when you surrender and just go, you know what, I don't need anything extra. It's not that you're not asking for more good, but you're also just, yes, surrendering the need, being happy with what you have. And I promise you, that's what brings in more of those synchronistic moments and those abilities to perhaps leap if you're ready. Making things feel good. That's another thing which I think really, really sets the tone for that heart-driven life. The more you feel good, the more you'll have to feel good about. Now, it's one of those touchy topics because I'm sure, you know, I'm always saying things out loud and then hearing the crowd behind me. I could be wrong. But when you say make things feel good, it's kind of that self-care premise I was banging on about before too, right? It can be really hard to make things feel good when things are very obligatory. But I would say you have more control than you think when it comes to the things that you choose to do on a day-to-day basis. Take the pressure off yourself. Adopt that should mentality. Catch yourself out when you are saying should this and should that. And turn that mentality into, is this really something that I need to be doing? Is there a way I can tweak this to work more in my favor? I mean, you know, like we've all got commitments. Right now it's like, I don't want to be homeschooling. But there's ways that I can make that work more to my favor. One of the things, and this is another point I had written down, was like, just take the pressure off. Nothing's going to happen if my daughter
misses out on a maths Zoom class today, you know, when I can easily do the worksheets with her later. You know, whose pressure are you putting on yourself, your own or the system's? Who are you trying to live up to? Because look, I'm the first person to be like, oh my gosh, if it's a rule, it has to be done. That's why I'm getting so much anxiety in these times. Where you sort of see people breaking rules and stuff and it's like, oh, who cares? That's their jam. But you know, here I am like, oh my God, oh God, I'm just so worried about it. Like, I don't want anyone to get in trouble. Oh dear. Just remove yourself from the situation. And I guess it's more about asking yourself the questions. You know, if it's not a hell yeah, then it's a big fat no, is another one of those sayings that I probably say quite often. It's so true. If it's not a hell yeah, how can you make something work for you just to feel good? And how are you using your time? When we're in these periods of panic, of anxiety, when we have loss of control, it's so obvious that we gravitate towards, scrolling, you know, just doing things that are not real. Like, you think that they're soul nourishing, but they're not. So how can you make things feel good, take the pressure off? If it's not an absolute, yeah, this is what I need to be doing, go off and find something that is. So just make things feel good. And the last thing, really, is about doing the inner work. Because that really comes back to what I was just saying about, you know, when people say, oh, just leap and feel the fear and do it anyways and all of that. No, no, no. If there is inner work to be done, if you are triggered by anything, even the smallest of things, you know, people saying, maybe me saying before, oh, you know, I get really anxious when, you know, I'm seeing people breaking the rules. And if you're sitting there right now listening to this podcast going, stuff the rules, blah, and it really hits a nerve. That's just an example. There's always inner work to be done. The more and more that you peel back all of these layers, the closer you get to being able to leap. And I know that I cover things like that in earlier podcasts as well, surrounding, alignment, law of attraction, and all of those types of things. So, living the heart-driven life. It's not a destination, it's a journey. And my hope for this particular episode, well, it's not just, you know, I'm not bragging because things are still, you know, just as crazy. But it's all about the journey. Every step of the journey makes towards that heart-driven life, the life where you know that you're moving closer towards your purpose, that you're living in your alignment, that you're being who you are and getting closer and closer to doing that in an unapologetic way. That's really, hopefully, if you're the kind of person that's listening to this episode, that's really what it's all about, yeah? And I guess that brings me to that moment where I am going to wrap this up. But please do look out for a group that I am now establishing on the Facebook platform. But yeah, there's a whole new bunch of ways to reach out to me. Definitely, you know, if you want to keep up to date with all things podcast and blog and different offerings, if anything about getting closer to your heart-driven life is reaching out, you know, oh yes, I really need to look out to that. I absolutely have my reading and healing sessions available to book on my website, megangean.com. That's M-E-A-G-A-N, by the way. Thanks, Mum. Making it a little bit more complicated. So please do. When you get to those moments where your own energetic uppers aren't working as well as you'd hoped, or you just need that little extra boost, by all means, I always find a healing or a clarity style reading just, releases you out of those shackles and just takes you to those higher dimensions. It's beautiful. I would love to connect with you that way. I also do have a gorgeous energy clearing meditation on my website as well, which you can obtain from there. So please, yeah, definitely go to meganjean.com or just search yourself for the Empath Intuitive Heart Driven group on Facebook and add yourself there, because there's a little bit more resources, open forum, live readings, the whole shebang that's happening over there. That's my group and that's where I live, apart from Instagram, because let's be honest, who doesn't love Instagram? So my beautiful loves, when you know, love and accept yourself, you embrace the magic that is you. And truly, that is my greatest hope for you. I'll see you next time.
I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast. You can find me at www.meganjean.com, and I'm known as @MsMeganJean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review, share. It's going to help other people just like you find this beautiful, healing, energetic container. I look forward to speaking with you next time. Until then, embrace the magic that is you.